You are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. Now into the third hour of this January 14th, 2004 edition, this Wednesday edition. We got loaded phone lines here. I want to go to your calls, and then I'm going to get back into the news. IRS gives no quarter. Business owner faces life in prison for tax stance. Also, bid to keep state off doctor's case rejected. That is the case of Dr. Ramona Miller. If you haven't heard about this, you'll definitely want to stay tuned. U.S. soldiers killed protesters in Foljala. Israelis to quiz Jacques Chirac on anti-Semitism. Iraq, U.S. demolitions may violate laws of war. Also, I've got a bunch of news about the national ID card, the CAPS II system, and the total control grid. Now, that's all coming up and a lot more. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome.
Doing, and thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I was interested in that article that you read about the Supreme Court ruling 6-3 to allow these checkpoints to be set up. And the reason why I was interested is, in the article you were saying that they were random checkpoints, correct?
Well, what I'm saying is that there have been a bunch, they've been ruling multiple times yearly on different types of checkpoints. They say if you're looking for drunks, you can do it. If you're looking for drugs, you can do it. Now it's, oh, in this case, if you think there's a hit-and-run driver, you can search everybody's cars. I mean, it's ridiculous. The cars don't even look the same.
Yeah.
The feds have funded whole days nationally where, you know, the news announces there will be thousands of checkpoints in the state this week. You know, they have federally funded random checkpoints. Then the Supreme Court says, oh, you can keep the checkpoints going if it's for a specific thing you're looking for. But then they've also ruled they can have the big random ones.
Yeah, I just don't understand. You know, I was listening to your guest, Mr. Bonner.
Yeah, well, here they have the checkpoints on the border.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, why don't you take some of those random checkpoints and put them down there on the border? I mean, in that one county in Arizona that you mentioned, you got over 1 million coming into that state alone. So why don't you put some of those random checkpoints down there rather than harass, you know, your Americans who are legally here in this country over, you know, insignificant things like maybe have an open can of beer, you know, in the front seat.
Well, the other thing is, why do you give foreigners 7 to 10 years of tax exemption on income tax? Why don't citizens get that? Well, the news doesn't tell people about that, so they don't know.
You know, and I have actually witnessed that. I lived in neighborhoods where you had businesses, neighborhood, you know, little mom-and-pop businesses put out of business because the foreigners came in because they had these 7 and 10 year tax break. They were allowed to undercut, you know, in terms of prices, undercut these mom and pop businesses, put them out of business. Now they have the monopoly.
And meanwhile, an American citizen challenges withholding, goes public, and they're about to give him life in prison. But if you're a foreigner, hey, no taxes for you, baby.
Yeah, see, this really angers me, and there's one other thing that I want to touch on.
Well, what angers me is the foreigners are creating a monopoly of motels, hotels, and gas stations
right.
and grocery stores. They're going to own everything. That is by design.
Well, on Salon.com, I was looking at an article where they were saying Bush was trying to sell his free trade to the Latin American countries. Well, the Orange County Register back in November ran an article saying that out of 27 Latin American countries, upwards of 75% of those people over there hate George Bush with a passion. Now they have started to associate Americans with all the bad things that have came as a result of so-called free trade. And by the way, they pointed out that poverty is up in all 27 of those countries.
Oh, no, look. This so-called open border stuff is bad for everybody. Great points, great call. We'll be back with more calls.
Got $3 in your pocket? Won $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go right back to these calls, because the callers bring up different issues from different angles and really gives us a good view of what's going on and make a lot of wonderful points. Ron and then Brad and Malta, Gene, Alki in Hawaii, everybody stay there. We're going to get to you. Ron in New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You are correct when you said that equality is not just the purpose of the Constitution. It's supposed to be not an equality of abuse of the citizens, but an equality of the enabling and the liberty of the citizens.
Well, the Supreme Court says as long as there's an equality of views, that as long as you search everyone on the highway, it's good.
Well,
that's like saying, you know, Hitler isn't bad now because we found out he killed all Jews. If one Jew wouldn't have escaped, it would have been good because he didn't discriminate. He killed all of them.
The Supreme Court no longer holds legitimacy as a judicial or political institution when two of its more senior members come out and make public pronouncements that their decisions should be based on international and foreign law as opposed to our Constitution.
Four of them have said they're going to follow foreign courts, and the majority of the court has ruled citing foreign cases, so it's not
now,
two of them.
Okay, well, it's even worse than I thought, but that just proves my point all the more.
Sir, I've been seeing them say this for at least 8 years since I got really informed and got on the air. And let me tell you something. I have been accused so many times. I would say the Supreme Court's following UN law, following, oh, you're a liar, shut up. But now it's been all over the news, hasn't it?
Alex, with reference to the most recent ruling yesterday with the checkpoints for automobiles for the purposes of investigating unsolved past crimes. Now, how cleverly it's put, and if you look at that ruling, you'll see. Unsolved past crimes, anybody who is in law enforcement, or probably anybody who even watches TV, will know that there are a zillion unsolved past crimes. The ruling didn't stipulate that even the crime that they might be stopping you for has to be one in an immediate time proximity. They could set up a roadblock to check out a grocery store shooting from 1967. You understand?
Well, they are saying that, look, the point here is the Fed, since 98, paid $4 billion a year to pay the states to have checkpoints on a regular basis. They've announced it on the news. Oh, we got this federal program. We're going to be running hundreds of checkpoints in the city, thousands in the states. And so how can the Supreme Court then claim, oh, well, it's okay because it's looking for past crimes?
Alex, my point is this, that if you have a zillion past unsolved crimes, that means you will almost in perpetuity, if you choose to, the state can have road checkpoints set up, because there'll be a zillion reasons on a zillion occasions to set these checkpoints
up.
And
let me stop you. They got federal and state-funded, that is state that are federally funded handbooks. I've got dozens and dozens. I've probably got 100 of them, folks, where in law enforcement magazines and publications where if you've got an anti-UN bumper sticker, it says, go ahead and take them into jail. They might be a terrorist. Or, you've got a road almanac or world atlas. Might be a terrorist. The FBI said this is our excuse to go ahead and take people in. Many of you have road atlases in your car?
Alex,
it's any excuse to get their hooks into us.
That's correct. You really don't think, and I don't think your audience is so naive as to think that these checkpoints will largely be set up to find out about old grocery store robberies. They will be used as a dragnet to cull as many violations and arrests as they can and inquiries as they can for everything else other than that.
Okay, the National Seatbelt Initiative program that I have the images of the document in Police State 2000, my first Police State film, it says that it is to get us used to checkpoints, to set up internal toll roads that are state-manned and also with volunteers, citizen volunteers at them, and it says these checkpoints are a great way to look for guns and drugs.
You got it, and not only that, as much as they've been doing it, now with this ruling, they have an excuse to even do it far more than they have, and they've been doing it too much.
And the Supreme Court also ruled on Monday that they can keep the name secret of who they've arrested as citizens and not release that.
Well, you know what that's about, Alex? As it turns out, that those detainees, none of them since 2001 have been charged with a crime. I've come to this conclusion on my own. The federal government made a big mistake. If they could keep these people in jail until they die, they figure they could avoid any civil liability or lawsuits if they let them out, and that's what they're going to do probably, in my opinion. Now, another thing, too, if the Illinois, this is another habit of the Supreme Court lately. If a state chooses to give its citizen more protection and more liberty above and beyond the minimums of the U.S. Constitution, that has been understood since time immemorial that any state has a right to do that. It would seem to me in this case, as in many, many others, Illinois chose to give its citizen greater protection from police intrusion. Yet the Supreme Court chose to intervene and override Illinois, the state of Illinois, the courts of Illinois.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Ron. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Brad in Illinois. Brad, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I had the radio on. I just wanted to call about talking about Illinois. And yesterday, Chicago Sun-Times, our communist governor, showed his true colors by telling the state legislature that he wants passed the 40-hour mandatory community service for all high school students attending public school in Illinois before they can graduate.
And that's the National Service Act, the compulsory national draft that's in there. And it's going to turn into dozens of hours a week digging ditches, picking up trash, watching tattletale computer monitors, feeding them, the surveillance cameras around town. That's what your young children are going to be trained in, how to be East German Stasi.
Oh, absolutely. Now, my son graduated last year, and they had a less restrictive program in the school he went to, and he didn't go through it. I told the school he wasn't going to go through it. My daughter's upset. But what gets me is in the letter, in the article, one of the social engineers that works for this commie, another communist, made the comment, he said, that at first the students seem to resist this program because they don't understand what we are trying to accomplish. I called my state representative. I fired a letter off to three newspapers, and I tried to get a hold of this guy who made his comment, but I told my state representative, I said, the reason why the students resist this at first is because they want to be paid for their services just like all of you people do. And I said, what does he mean by they don't understand what
Also, they're going to take your daughter, and again, the federal proposed stuff is thousands of hours. We're talking 8-10 hours a week, your children, and they're going to tell them where to go, and it's going to be with these government perverts and the rest of it, and with the police and all of it. Taking your children as slaves. It's not enough to have 7 million people in prison and the prison factories putting all the outside businesses out of business. I got articles on that today. It's not enough. Now it's going to be your children, folks.
Yeah, what's that?
You want to live in the Soviet Union? You're living in it, folks.
Well, it's not going to happen in this household. And the last thing I want to say before I go, and I've been on the John Stadtmiller show and the Power Hour. I've said it there, and I've said it for a few years now to people at work, and that is this. One of the ways that all of your listeners, everybody out there, can help fight back against these people, writing letters to the newspaper is a good one. But they've got to get in the frame of mind to stop supporting them financially. Stop buying the new cars. Buy used, preferably from a private owner. Go to swap meets. Go to flea markets. Quit going to these sports programs. Quit going to the show. You got to hit them in the pocketbook. And if there was millions of people across the country that would start doing that, I think the message would get across.
Hey, look, it's already started. Most people won't go to a basketball or football game because they're tired of supporting a bunch of drug-dealing rapists. And so they just charge the cult members even more, you know, $200 for a back-row seat. But, yeah, look, people are tuning out of the mainstream media. They are tuning into alternative press. People are waking up. But they just keep putting out the illusion that we're all buying it. And the good news is we're not buying it, brother.
Well, that's right. We're not. My brother's a truck driver, and he says you can't believe the new cars they got stocked up in the farmers' fields up in Michigan. He says there's just rows and rows of them in farmers' fields. He says, don't give me this garbage about they're selling these cars. He says they're not selling. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call. And you're like, well, that'll hurt our economy. That'll... Folks, don't be part of their system. And you know what? Get your children out of the public schools. There's no way to fix them, okay? It just don't get worse. And they're trying to outlaw homeschooling. Better do it while you can. We're coming to the point of hiding underground, you know, just like, you know, in Nazi Germany, you know, people hiding in the back room. I mean, it's really coming to that. These sicko social engineers. Folks, I have the UT textbook they use at UT, the Calhoun Reader. I've read it on air many times. It says... This is the CPS manual. People going to school to be CPS. The family is the enemy of the state. It must be eliminated. The family must be broken up. The children belong to us. And a caller called in and talked about it. I was sent the link to it. I've seen it. IBM runs an ad where they go, the future will not be, in the future, the strong or the intelligent will not survive. Only children of the world adopted by the global system. If you do not change, if you do not alter, you will die. I mean, they're running ads talking about you will die if you don't accept the change that's coming. And they've got Army of One ads going, I am a Russian Spetsnaz. Now I serve in the U.S. Army. Army of One. I mean, we've known the foreign troops were here. Now it's, I am Russian, and I am here for you. And they hire the former KGB general to run Homeland Security with the internal passport system. I mean, that's admitted. It's all craziness. It's all total and complete massive insanity. By the way, when you talk about massive insanity, I told myself at this point in the show today, and I saw I have to do it after the break, I would explain something that happened on the show yesterday that is incredibly ridiculous and hilarious. And so I'm going to tell this story briefly when we get back. Because yesterday I wanted to re-air this interview in the last hour with the cloning doctor, talking about New Jersey legalizing taking clones through birth and then after birth and using them for body parts. But wait till you hear it. It's just funny. I got to talk about this. And I knew I'd get some emails. I did get a couple. Because the way it sounded on air, because I was driving down the road, leaving the studio listening, sounded so nuts. It was something else. We'll come back. I'll tell you about that, too, and get to more of your calls and more news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I just want to hammer through these calls because I do want to get into more of this news. Let's go to them quickly. Gene in Florida. Gene, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to know, do you know, want to know a supposedly conservative talk show that's replaced you here for 30 minutes, the scam they run? They're not really conservative is what I'm getting at.
Where are you in Florida?
Pensacola.
Oh, are you talking? Yeah, that they carry. Those are great stations. They carry me at night. I think
all
3 hours.
I called them wanting to know if they wanted a complaint, and they told me no and hung up.
Well, I mean, are you talking about WVTJ?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what happens is that I believe they still carry all 3 hours at night on one.
Yeah,
of their,
they do
on one of their sister stations. So, I mean, that's pretty good right there. That covers, you know, hundreds of square miles. And then for they've gone over the years from an hour in the day to 2 hours during the day. How much are they carrying during the day right now?
They carry you sometimes 15 minutes from 11:45 to 12, and then sometimes they'll, depending on what they've got scheduled, from about 12:10 to 1, sometimes they'll cut in for even a half hour.
So I'm on still about an hour every day during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think I've gotten calls on this. I get called Jay Sekulow, right?
Yeah.
And they tell you how good the Patriot Act is, and if you're not for the Patriot
Act,
you
work. Well, I can tell you how they run the scam. I've called them 4 times with 3 different questions. They run the same scam every time.
Okay, tell me about it.
They'll tell you, well, that sounds like a good question, but all our phones are real busy right now. Why don't you let me record it, and then when we don't have anybody talking, I'll go ahead and put it on for them.
Yeah, I know. That's
and then
pretty,
they record it.
But, I mean, isn't that Christian? To screen your call out every time and claim that they just didn't have time to get you on.
Yeah, that's right. And then you know,
I can get movie stars on this show. I can get senators on this show in about a week. But I've called 20 times, and Jay Sekulow's people say he's too important to come on my show.
Sounds
hey,
like
listen,
that.
Bottom line, if you're not for gun control and open borders and the Patriot Act, you're a liberal. You're a devil worshiper.
He likes to brag about having he wrote part of the Patriot Act. He likes to brag about that. You didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I had seen that.
Okay. Well, anyway,
But understand, folks, that we don't pay to be on the air there. Jay Sekulow does, and we've had a lot of this happen. We've had Sekulow take our time on a lot of stations to the point of I'm starting to think it's on purpose, and we need people to call the sponsors, support them, sponsor shows locally, go spend money with those radio stations, especially stations we've been on like 4 years, like WVTJ, but I don't want to gripe at the station because they've already got me on 3 hours a night.
They just upset me when they said they didn't even want to hear a complaint. They didn't even know the program I was wanting to complain about. Young lady just said, no, we're not interested, and slammed the phone down.
Well, folks get stressed out.
Okay.
I've talked to the folks at that station. They're great people, but
well, they
again,
need to have a different lady answering the phone, I'll tell you that.
Well, call them and tell them that. all right. Anything else on your mind?
No, sir.
Yeah, Jay Sekulow is an absolute piece of filth. Look, he says the Patriot Act is Christian. I've actually tuned in and heard it because they re-aired it night here in Austin. I listen to Christian radio, okay? And I can't listen to it anymore. It's satanic. It's Antichrist. And I'm not just talking about his show. So many of these shows are lying, deceptive whores of the New World Order. The Patriot Act's being used against Rush Limbaugh. The Patriot Act's being used against county commissioners. The Patriot Act's being used against zit-faced teenagers. Okay? And Sekulow tried to claim it wasn't. Now he admits it is and says it's good and brags about how he wrote parts of it. That is shameful. That is devilish. So if they're lying to you, this is war. Why don't you call into that show and lie and go, I just think Bush is so wonderful and I want to talk about it. You'll be on the air. And then you'll prove that they're liars. I don't want to get nasty here, folks. Nothing makes me madder. I can't stand Bill Clinton. I can't stand Al Gore. Howard Dean makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, okay? But I know they're evil, okay? They don't claim they're conservative. They don't claim they're Christian, all right? But when I get George Bush and the rest of these guys up there destroying America, I get angry. And Jay Sekulow, I mean, I've heard him 20, 30 times at night. When I drive, you know, I'm driving around, I'll tune into the local Christian station, and I'll hear him on there. Just that guy's very smart, by the way. And he is the biggest liar. And you know, I've never talked about him like this, but he won't come on this show. He won't defend his propaganda. Okay. Now, I don't want to get off into side issues here, folks, but I'm sick of it. So if you want that off stations where they're covering us up with it, take your carpet business or your whatever your business is and go down there and plop down some money. And I know we got listeners. I know you'll get a response. Get them off there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free. 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into the home stretch with two segments left. I'm going to talk to four more callers, and that's it, because I've got some important IRS news and some other stuff here we want to go over. Let's talk to Alki in Hawaii. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Bush is going to Mars, right?
So... Well, I wish he would go to Mars, he wants to send
a... I thought he said Mars. Did he say Mars or not?
Okay. Bush, as of right now, hasn't made the announcement yet. The White House said a month ago they were going to make the announcement. They said it again last week. And, yes, they say they're going to go to Mars and the moon.
Because here's my predictions. I predict that the current car or rover that's on Mars right now, I think it's going to find oil. That's what I think. And then I think Bush is going to try to go to Mars for the oil.
Well, that's what Halliburton is saying since 97. That's in Salon News magazine right now.
Someone already predicted that?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
I read that last hour.
Okay, well, and here's another one of my... I have an analysis of... I think that people that vote, I think that their vote... Because the... Who said that they control everything? The voting system, like, even if you vote, it really doesn't matter. Who said that? The CIA or the... Someone?
Well, the new electronic touchscreen systems that are going in, federally pushed and mandated... to replace it are fraud driven. We've proven that without a shadow of a doubt.
I think the current systems are because when you vote, it goes to some big huge building, right?
Well, it's still a lot of the systems, whether it's Scantron or Bubble systems, with the hanging chads, those do go into a computer. They have caught them manipulating those, but this new electronic system is centralized, where just a few people can steal. Whole regional elections, whole national elections.
Okay, one last thing. I think the courts, I think, like, you were talking earlier about how the Supreme Court and everything like that, if you were to go in there with a case that, like, if you were to sue, let's say, the state for wrongfully going into your house, you'd never win.
Well, no. A lot of those cases get won. And then the government doesn't care about paying out the damages because it's just more tax money they take from you, and they keep doing it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Fine. Go ahead.
Thanks. We had these roadblocks are going to be so good for the new America out here. I'm just so sick and tired of people just saying this is going to be for their safety. They've got an article in here because of the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping, and we need more to protect the children and make sure everybody's safe. It's nothing but a gun grab, like the previous callers were all saying. They want to get just to eviscerate the Fourth Amendment.
They want to train us just like in the Soviet Union. Stand up against the wall for inspection. Papers out. Keep your mouth shut. You know, this morning there was a car flipped over on the road by my house. And, I'm driving through a parking lot to exit back out. And everybody's driving quickly, doing what they're told, turning onto the road. And, you know, the accident had been there for 30 minutes, and the sheriff's deputy was just hatefully, I mean, you'd thought we were all killers or something, waving his arms, yelling at people, hurry it up, and there weren't any ambulances backed up, nothing like that. People were already taken away. They're just flipping out on us. We're bad. We're criminals. We've got to be bossed around. We've got to be treated with hatred. You know, we're a bunch of idiots.
Exactly. And those for... never got the film Police State 2000 get that, because that's very informative. On that, when you're out there on those roadblocks, because that's the system, that's what they want to do. And that was before 9/11, folks, preparing this for us. It's going to get a lot worse.
We go over the federal plan. It's all a federal plan to train you for eventual hardened checkpoints outside every city and on every state line where they search everyone's vehicle. The harassment you see at the airports will be at every major highway.
It will be a lot worse. Yeah, and you have to stand out in your car, and you may even lose your car.
Well, they've said they're going to do that. It's not like it's my opinion.
They're training us to accept it, and they're getting all these TV shows on here that violence is okay, and we're going to torture you if you don't let us do this. This is okay, but Hitler's bad, and Saddam is bad, but it's okay to do it here.
Okay, thanks for the call. And Mark just did something really good, the fellow running the show. I'm really bad about saying I'll come back with something. Then I get distracted and go into something else. About 15 minutes ago, I said that I would, when I got back from break, tell a story of something hilarious and bizarre that happened yesterday. Okay, last Tuesday, 7 days ago, now 8 days ago, I had the big top bioethics scientist on. We read the New Jersey law where they can take clones up to birth, give birth to them, surrogate mothers, keep the babies alive, grow them up even larger, take their organs, grow organs in them, use them for biological testing. And I wanted to re-air that interview because it was so important. Well, part of it didn't get re-aired because I said sayonara, went to take care of some business, was on the highway listening to the local station. And I noticed it was another hour of that Tuesday show, and they rarely make mistakes. You know, I mean, that happens. It was the wrong hour airing off the computer. And so I called in and I said, hey, I don't care if it sounds bad. I said, I want you to go to the right interview at the same minute. And they said, okay. So I hang up the phone and I'm listening. and this, and it takes them a few seconds to do it, and this is what I hear. I'm on the air from last Tuesday, 8 days ago, and I'm talking about how SWAT teams look at people's power bills, and they know how many people live in a house. And if somebody's got a bunch of fish tanks or indoor stuff or a lot of computer equipment, it's drawing too much power, it will make you use too much power, and then they think, oh, you're growing marijuana. And I've talked to the former SWAT team commander who admits that they'd bust in a house, some old lady's house, there'd be nobody there, it'd be a bunch of fish tanks, they'd feel embarrassed and leave, and then not even file a report. Okay, that's in Austin. So here I am on the air, and this is what I say. Again, a different hour from that same show airing, I'm talking about the police bust in, the SWAT team bust in, and there's these big old fish tanks. Right then, they switch, because I told them to. This is funny. To the next hour from that show, and you couldn't even hear it. I mean, it word for word, it just meshed perfectly, because when Mark has to do something like that, you know, he'll do it when a word ends. I go, yeah, the SWAT team's bust in, and there are these fish tanks, and they're growing clones in them. Yes, yes, clones of babies, and they're going to have them in these tanks. And then the scientist I have on goes, yes, yes, growing them in tanks. I almost ran off the road. I mean, you just, if that doesn't sound funny, folks, you had to hear it. And I knew I was going to get some emails. I got a few emails. One of them, in fact, I got it right here. It's like, you have gone off the deep end. You are completely insane. The police bust in. They're growing clones in old ladies' fish tanks. Hey, Mark, you know, I know you don't like to go on air, but you got to admit that's funny, isn't it? Oh, you went back and re-listened to it this morning? Yeah, oh, yeah, the scientist comes back and goes, yes, growing people in tanks. They've legalized it. Imagine listeners for the first time. And there's no way to take it back either. I mean, thousands of people think I'm a complete lunatic now. There'll probably be a New York Times article where it says they've done this before. You know, Mr. Jones believes old women grow clones in fish tanks. Hey, Mark, if you were listening to that this morning, is there any way to go back to that recording of that and air it again? Yeah, you want to do that again? Yeah, yeah, see if you can find it. It was about 14 after. 14 after when you merged the two. All right, he's going to grab it. I mean, we rarely have humor here on this show, but imagine Murphy's Law, that it meshed with me talking about old ladies with their fish tanks, and then, yes, they're growing clones in them. Woo! In fact, I might ask callers. I wanted to get to the news, though. Now we probably, I'll get to some of it here in a second. I'll ask callers if they heard that. What'd you think when you heard that? I literally almost ran off the road. I was laughing so hard. It was high humor, folks. I mean, and what's the chance? Talk about synchronicity, synchronicity isn't the proper term. Serendipity. I mean, to have those two things mesh like that. That was nuts. Let's go ahead and real quick finish up with these two callers. Eric in Connecticut, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
Great. You made my weekend. I saw Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove Friday night on the Internet. And I'll tell you, you've got brass lobes, and I was cheering you all the way. How you snuck in there and you caught that bizarre ritual on tape.
And the Bohemian Grove that Bush and others attend admit in the San Francisco Chronicle and on national television with the British documentary that I was in with the footage, they admit that I got that and that is the ritual. It is not debatable.
No, it's
what
not.
Did you think of the film?
I liked it. I thought you covered the bases. I liked how you had little snapshots, so to speak, of your airline trip from Texas to California, and just sort of how you the film flowed very well, you know. And I think you chronicled your trip very well too, and how you met up with the British reporters.
Well, we had
in the
to do that.
Room.
I mean, we couldn't just say we snuck in. Here's the footage. No one would believe it.
No, I agree, and I think the film flowed very well. You covered a lot of information, and I think frankly, I think you made believers out of a lot of people who kind of had a quizzical eye towards you. Well, and I tell you, the human sacrifice that goes on by these people, the scale is I don't think a lot of people just know or realize the scale of which these sacrifices take place all over the world with children and everything.
They admit it. Every week I see in Germany, France, the U.S., it'll be just a tiny news story, never makes national news. Satanists, you know, murder man, cut his heart out, Satanists kill baby. You can ask police about this. They see this all the time. And they're told by their departments here in Austin, don't file that as a ritual. Just file it as a murder. We don't want to, you know, get off into religious discrimination.
Yeah, I thoroughly recommend all your listeners see Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. That was I'll tell you, it was a mind bender. And the owl truck, how they took you up to the site and everything else, and just the way that you caught it on video. I loved it. It was great. And you know, on a dollar bill, you can actually see the Owl of Moloch.
By the way, they have a History Channel show where they show all the hidden stuff and the money and the history, and they even show that owl. It's not like we're saying it says New World Order. It's not like we claim there's an owl. It's really there.
Yeah, on the upper right-hand one, the shield surrounding the one, just to the left of the top, it's so small you need a real strong magnifying glass or a low-power microscope to see it. But it's actually the Owl of Moloch right there. And one last thing, Alex. I saw a show. It's a new show called Jake 2.0, a real New World Order advertisement. And they had a they supposedly foiled a plot by the militia to reason bomb a subway.
Oh, see, there's hundreds of these shows where the militia's killing everyone, and it creates the illusion that, oh, these groups are really doing that, with the average TV head who gets their reality from the dramas. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And, folks, yeah, I never really plugged Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. 3 years ago, I snuck in there. British media called me, said, we think you've got the what it takes to sneak in. I asked Mike Hansen, who does some camera work for me, though I ran the cameras inside the Grove, little hidden camera. I said, you want to sneak in with me? It'll be easier for two to do it. And we snuck in, acted like we were members, got that footage, and the Bohemian Grove admits I snuck in, admits that's their ritual, and says, oh, I'm just making a big deal out of it. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Call toll-free to get it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order the documentary film. I'll plug it better later. But okay, for those that just joined us, again, yesterday I decided to re-air this interview with this doctor about New Jersey legalizing cloning. Past birth, use the body parts. Just so horrible you can't, it's hard to describe it. But the wrong show got here. A show where I was talking about SWAT teams busting in old ladies' houses because they were using too much electricity because of fish tanks. So I'm talking about SWAT teams busting in because of fish tanks, because they're too much power. They think somebody's growing marijuana in there. And then when I told them, switch it back to the right interview, it switches to me talking about tanks and clones, and it was pretty funny. So here it is again. Play it, Mark. I've talked to former SWAT team people. One of them works at the airport now. You know, he's retired, Vietnam veteran, sniper in Vietnam. He was the head of the SWAT team. I've talked to others. And if you, many times they would be told, go raid this house. They'd bust in. It'd be generally some old retiree. There'd be four or five fish tanks and maybe some plants, and they were using too much power about allowing them to bring a clone to term. And then after that, in the development for medical parts, so I guess it's going to be like a Frank Herbert book where you've got these tanks with these humanoids growing in it. I mean, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but you just said they legalized that.
Oh, absolutely. It's very explicit. They say that you can produce through cloning these human beings. You can let them develop as embryos. You can develop all the way through the fetal stage. So women can be carrying these clones. And then it says that you can kill them, abort them, take their parts. And it says, although it puts in place saying, well, you can't actually make big profits off this.
Oh. And then it goes on to say, you can't make big profits, you can make some profits. But, I don't know, driving along hearing that, it was pretty funny how those two things went together. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead. Good
Alex,
to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Alex. Alex, I'm appealing to your listeners around the United States and around the world. You have friends or relatives in the sticker. Here in Oklahoma, the media is so tightly controlled, we don't get you on AM or FM. The only way we have listening to you is either the internet or shortwave. And there are a number of people I know here in Oklahoma working to get the word out and information, but there are also a lot of people around the country I know that have friends and relatives in Oklahoma. And if they would spread the word back to the Oklahomans, we could really get a movement going here.
Absolutely. And it was Oklahoma that passed a law that they wouldn't be part of the UN or world government. And a month later, you had the bombing there to get you back on track, didn't you?
I missed that one, Alex, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. You see, after the bombing, Alex, we were absolutely, totally blitzed with media propaganda. We were simply overwhelmed. It was 24 hours a day. It never stopped. People were never given a chance to stop and think about what happened or gather any information on their own. So so many people are really in the dark and have no idea what's going on. And the best way...
I tell you, I've been in Oklahoma many times, and every person I talk to on the street thinks the government did it.
Well,
stay there. I'll let you finish up real quick. Don't hit some final news.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Finish up two calls real quick because I want to go to this caller in Nicaragua. Ron in Oklahoma, finish up. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex. You are right in one regard. I am seeing a lot more letters to the editor of the Daily Oklahoman, which sound like they're from Alex Jones listeners. But also the best example I can give is a story told to me by a young man when he said one of his high school classmates at the time of the bombing, just after the bombing, complained to the teacher about all of the bombing, incessant bombing coverage, on and on and on, and said that told his teacher that he was tired of it and didn't want to hear about it anymore. He was sick of it. He'd had enough of it. The kid was expelled from class and sent to the principal. So the nail that stuck up in Oklahoma was hammered down. He did not dispute the party line.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Nick in Nicaragua. Last caller. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi. Greetings and job blessings, Alex.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, good to. I've been listening to you on the internet here. It's good to get some news from the States, especially some different news, and it's nice to call up a radio show without getting screened first. A couple of things. First, talking about the Illuminati and the dollar bill. If you look on the back of the dollar bill and you make that pyramid with the all-seeing eye into a tetrahedron, into a Star of David, you draw another triangle pointing down, and you connect, you circle the letters at each point, it spells Mason.
Yeah, this point was made, yeah.
Oh, you heard that. The other thing was, I want to know your thoughts on the Illuminati, and I'm sure you know the history of the Illuminati, tracing their bloodlines back to Mesopotamia, which is now modern-day Iraq. You find that
well? That's where they trace. That's where they trace Moloch and their Babylon mystery religion gods back to.
Right, and the Anunnaki, no?
Well, they think they're gods. I mean, the elite is on a power trip, and elitists always think they're God. I mean, that's what Idi Amin thought he was God. Thanks for the call from Nicaragua. Nicaragua, I can't suddenly pronounce it Nicaragua. And I'll try to get into that. I mean, you ought to get the book I offer at Infowars.com, Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. Talk about punishing him. Boy, they framed him, put him in prison for writing that book. Speaking of punishing people, this is out of American Free Press. IRS gives no quarter. Business owner faces life in prison for tax stance. After a controversial trial, a businessman and tax honesty advocate who challenged IRS tax demands now faces a possibility of 129 years in prison after a federal jury this week found him guilty of multiple charges of withholding taxes. For Richard Sim Cannon, a 59-year-old Texan, it was his second trial, the first having been declared a mistrial when the jury deadlocked. But it was 11-1, folks. They said he was innocent. On Wednesday, a second jury returned guilty verdicts because they wouldn't let him show evidence on 25 felony counts, each of which carries a maximum 5-year sentence. They also declared him guilty of 4 misdemeanor charges. Until a few years ago, he was a little-known owner of Aero Custom Plastics in Bedford, Texas. But in March 2001, he and 4 other people took out full-page ads in USA Today, declaring their opposition to the federal income tax. His life changed drastically when he soon found himself in the wrong end of the law. Not all he did was publish the law there. But if you're from India or Mexico, you get 10 years, 7 to 10 years, no taxes on your business. But if you're somebody that says, I'm not going to withhold, my employees can do what they want to, you get, well, he could get 125 years in prison after a kangaroo trial. If you want to get Matrix of Evil or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or any of my great films, and they're really good, folks, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order. The toll-free number to call is 1-888-253-3139. Or the websites to order. Again, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and, of course, back during the day, 11 to 2 Central. Spread the word. Please visit the websites and stand up against the New World Order. We have a chance of defeating this thing if you will take action.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free.